Only few questions here, to my surprise. I guess you all understand what I share in my Dhamma talk, huh? Which is good sign. Okay, first question. What is the underlying cause for the thoughts to come uncontrollable while practicing meditation? I repeat, what is the underlying cause for the thoughts to come uncontrollable while practicing meditation? What do you think? Good. Simply because your mind is not concentrated. Right? If your mind is concentrated, is mindful, is concentrated on the breath, the thought will not have chance to enter into your mind. So, therefore, why should we focus on one meditation subject? Just to tame this wildness of the mind. Just to tame this uncontrollable thoughts. Many a times when I go for my walking after meal, if I'm not mindful, I can see my thoughts like a spirit wandering here and there without a home. Aimless, no aim on. This is the nature of the thoughts. So at the time I feel very depressed, seeing that uncontrollable thoughts. Therefore, I have to go back to my breath. If I don't go back to my breath, I feel that the thought is here and there. It's very, frightening, aimlessly. This is the nature of the thoughts. So, in order to control your restlessness or wandering thought, you have to focus your attention on one meditation subject. This is called Gochara Sampajaya, clear comprehension of domain. Okay? Second question, how do we deal with it? You just have to aware of your meditation subject all the time. Then this thought has no chance to enter into your mind. But as long as they are mindful, if the thought comes, sometimes because we are not arahant, it's not possible for us to be mindful all the time, right? So sometimes the thought comes, arouse your mindfulness. No, just no. Nah? Just no. Okay, wandering thought has arisen, know it. The moment you have mindfulness, the thought should be stopped. Mindfulness is wholesome mental factors. Restlessness is unwholesome. Two cannot exist together. So if you have mindfulness, the thought should stop. However, it comes again, then you have to arouse, apply your mindfulness again and again until you feel so tired. This is life. Life is like that. There's no end to it. Right? Yeah, uncle? Yes, yes. If you are mindful of what you are doing, then you can subdue the thoughts. Yeah, good. Okay. 第二个问题，当我接受命运，心里就比较舒服。请问它与业有什么关系？有什么分别？当你接受命运，心里就比较舒服。这是对的，不然你要怎么办呢？哭啊，抱怨啊，恨啊，这些只是伤害你。所以 acceptance， 接受它吧。然后接受它，并不是没有智慧的去接受。你接受它的时候呢，你接受它的时候呢，也就是说，你同时在接受你的命运，因为这是你以前造的业。为什么一个人这么好运啊，这么有福气有福报，而我没有福气没有福报呢？ 如果是有 God 的话，为什么 God 对我不公平？啊，我要找 God 评价评理一下啊。所以在佛教我们没有讲 God 啊，一切我是业的主人啊。Karma Sakami Karma Dayado Karma Yoni Karma Mandu Karma Pati Sarano Yang Karma Karisami Papakang Karyana Wa Papakang Wa Tasa Dayado Bawi Samiti. I'm the owner of my karma. I'm the heir of my karma. Whatever I have done, karma is my relative. So I abide by the karma. Whatever good or bad I have done, I'm the heir of it. If you reflect in this way, then this is called knowledge. So you, 对不起了，又忘记了讲英文去了。所以你要思维，我是业报智啊，业是我的主人，我生出来是因为业的关系。为什么有的人出生在有钱，有的人出生在没有钱的家里，有的人出生就命运很不好，有的人很好。你也不用羡慕别人，这是人家前世造的善业所带来的善报。所以如果你如理思维的话，如理思维果报智的话呢，你不会怨天尤人啊，你不会埋怨啊，你接受。那你可以不可以改变你的命运呢？可以不可以改变啊？怎么改变？对了，做善事啊。比如说一盘水啊，盐水啊，一盘水很咸啊，你要怎么冲淡那个水？加水，加水就是你的善业啊。你加很多善业去，加那个很大了啊，那个就不咸了，不咸了，你就不用遭受这么大的苦报，因为你的善业有力量，它可以保护恶业不这么快成熟啊。包括修这个戒定慧也是一样的啊。如果你一直在修戒定慧呢啊，就算你做了一件不好的善事善业，好像看不到果报。但是如果你没有修戒定慧呢，你做了一件对不起，你当你有修戒定慧的时候呢，你做了一件恶事，那恶报不会成熟。但是如果你没有修戒定慧呢，你是一个没有什么福报的人呢，你做了一件恶事，恶事马上成熟。比如说一个部长啊，一个部长去到一个，他去巡嘛，到处去走，然后来到一个水果店，他看到了一粒水果啊，拿来咬一口很好吃。你看那个卖水果的人会不会抓他当他是小偷？会不会啊？不会，不但不会。哎呀，部长你喜欢了，我送你十粒。哎，我送你十粒啊。OK， 但是如果一个穿得很落魄的啊，然后样子看很没有钱的，像小偷样子去水果店拿了一粒水果来，会不会被抓？马上被抓或者被打啊，被抓被打，你为什么偷我的水果？同样的一个业，拿人家的水果来吃，为什么果报这么不一样啊？对不对？不但不被罚，还免费实力给我。另外一个呢，只咬一口被打得半死。同一个业，为什么果报不一样？那就是这个人的福报很大啊，他有修戒，有修定，有修慧，所以他做了一件不善业呢，不会影响到他。但是一个没有福报的人呢，一件小小的不善业，他都要承受很大的果报。咬一个苹果罢了，还没有尝到味道，就被人家打到半死，那实在是不值得啊。所以呢，你们就是要多多行善布施持戒啊，Bhavana Samatha and Vipassana， 还有听经，听经开智慧啊。我现在不跟你讲，你怎么知道？对啊，哦，我现在跟你讲了经的道理，你才知道哦，原来是这个，是这个样子，这样我就要避开了，这样我就要去行善了。所以听经是很重要的啊，听经是一个 force， 一个力量， 推你向前走，往善的那方面去。你一不听经的话，整个就懒散了，你就会享受生命，认为生命是快乐的啊。你一听经过后就觉得说，哎，不对，要 stop 了。这个就是当你在接受命运的时候呢，也要接受这个果报制啊，了解这是我的业啊，可能是我前世啊造了一些不善的业，所以正在成熟，我接受它。但是呢，你也不用沮丧啊，业呢也是很公平的。我们一生中有时候造善，有时候造恶，没有说一个人一生中都是造恶，或者一生中都是行善，完全没有造过一件恶事的，我还没见过这样的人。所以呢，在我们的生命中呢，有时候好的以前的karma成熟，我们就会一帆风顺；有时候呢，过去的不好karma成熟呢，我们就会走下坡啊，一直走下坡，接受它啊。你要从下坡再上来的话呢，你就快点行善吧，你就可以停止那个一直往下啊。你一行善，一直行善，它又再上去了。所以命运是可以改变的啊。好，这个就是它跟业的分别了啊。业跟业有什么分别呢？我们现在承受的呢是果报啊，我们承受的是果报。业跟果报啊是不一样的。业就是我们造下的身口意啊，不管我们造下什么身口意呢，它会留下那个业力，业力是看不到的啊。就像那个一个种子里面，它有发展开花结果的这个能力，这个潜能，这个潜能呢是我们看不到的，它是要等因缘成熟它才看得到，它才会长出它的果报啊。所以你今天呢接受你的命运，那是因为这个命运就是你的果报。那这个果报呢来自于你过去所造的业，明白吗？清楚吗？ OK， 好。 Next question. For four foundations of mindfulness, we are contemplating the mind activity instead of mind itself. The mind activity, okay? Sorry. For four foundations of mindfulness, we are contemplating the mind activity instead of mind itself.I have two questions regarding the mind. First, is there a way to look at the mind itself instead of its activity? Why should you look at its activity? What do you mean his activity? For example, the mind is angry, you look at the anger as anger. You don't go into the detail. If you go into the detail, it's restlessness. For example, your lustful, you just see lustful as lustful. The mind affected by lust as a mind affected by lust. You don't go into activity. How, you know, go. Then your mind get carried away by the restlessness. So, in fact, you should see mind state as mind state. You not go into its activity. Okay? Secondly,Tibetan Buddhism described the nature of mind as clear, pristine, pure, aware, non-grasping, non-duality. Can you please comment on this? Buddha in Anguttara Nikaya, Anguttara Nikaya Buddha said, mind is bright, luminous. Mind itself is bright, luminous.But because of adversity, because of defilements, that might become dark, unclear, impure. So according to this Anguttara Nikaya, Buddha said that too. Mind itself is pure, bright, luminous. But because of adversity, defilements, that the mindis affected, become impure, unclear, dull, and so on. Okay, next question. After practicing meditation the whole day, for example in a retreat, Why do we still have dreams? Only 7 days. Only 7 days. You think 7 days are great? It's very great. No, not enough. Not enough. Sometimes the dream comes because physically weak. When you physically weak, the dream also will come. And sometimes the dream comes because Deva want to talk to you. Deva want to convey some message to you. But that's very rare. I think physically weak can cause the dream to come. Or the humidity. For me, I will have a lot of dream when the weather become very humid. Then I cannot sleep well, so the mind is in dreaming state. So the physical condition is sometimes affected by external climate that caused that dream to come. Okay. Next, what is the finish this. How can we be aware of sleepiness? Example, the arising and passing away. Because I know I am sleepy, but I doze off before it passes away. Because you are so unmindful, you are carried away by your sleepiness. Okay, let's say during meditation, the moment you feel that the mind is not clear already, at that very moment, the mind is not clear, then you shift your attention from here to watch, to observe this unclear mind. You watch it and observe this unclear mind, then you will see it change a little bit, bright little bit. Then you watch again, brighter, 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 then pop, finished. Then you are clear already. It's very easy. But why here, you say, I know I'm sleepy, but I doze off. I think because you do not observe that sleepiness. You do not see it directly. You do not watch it objectively. You think I'm sleepy, toss off. And simply because your mindfulness is slow. Secondly, I don't know you watch it directly or not. If you watch it directly, then it still carried away by your sleepiness, then it means that your mindfulness is blunt, not sharp. Our second reason is because you do not watch it directly. You've got to watch it directly, face to face. And don't think that sleepiness is yours. If that sleepiness is yours, it's a self. As I say, people think it's permanent self. So if you think the sleepiness is self, it's a permanent self, then you are forever like that, sleepy, never change, right? Yes or no? So sometimes you are sleepy, sometimes you are not sleepy. So it means that sleepiness is not a self. It's a conditionally arisen phenomena. It comes and go, it comes and go. How can you say comes and go as a self? Okay. Second question, what is the significance of offering food to Buddha Rupa? When we offer food to Buddha Rupa, we do not think it's Rupa. We think it as a real Buddha. Okay? This is what I learned from my teacher, Pao Xiaodong. We learn the food, we offer food to the Buddha, we think it's real Buddha in front of us. So we offer, we eat, Buddha has no offering, has no food to eat. So we think it's real one, so we also offer him first before we take our meal. So if you have such mind, then you accumulate a lot of merit. Don't think it's a stone statue, cannot eat one. Don't think this way. Think it as a real Buddha that also need to be offered. Okay, last one. For a person who practice Anapanasati meditation, what is the sign that he already reached Upacara Samadhi? I think I have explained in my Dhamma talk, which I recorded talk. Have you heard the recorded talk the day I play in the evening? Right? But sometimes, one time listen, you only can grasp 30%. Although I think I explain very clear, still people cannot grasp it. Okay, upacara anapana, what is the sign that he already reached upacara samadhi? First is preliminary sign, gray color. Then this gray color will change into white, like cotton wool. Then after that, this white color will change into brilliant, luminous crystal, like crystal, or like morning star, like sunlight, and so on. Okay, so at this moment, this person, his mind can focus on this nimitta, and nimitta is stable, not shake, not changing form, stable in front of the face or under the nostril, and his mind sink into that nimitta. But once a while, his mind will fall into bhavanga, because upacara samadhi is not apana samadhi. Upacara samadhi is excess concentration, not jhana concentration. And since his jhana factors, five jhana factors, vitaka, vichara, piti, sukha, ekagata, these five jhana factors are not stable yet. Therefore, once a while, he fall into bhavanga, then emerge, go back to the breath again. So in upacara samadhi, his sign is also, it can be white or can be crystal bright. It depends. Can be white, can be crystal bright. This is the sign of upacara samadhi. However, his jhana factors, five jhana factors are not stable yet compared with jhana absorption. Therefore, once a while, you will fall into bhavanga. Okay, that's all. Any other question? Yes? Good, okay, no problem.
I quoted the first speech you gave on the 21st Dhamma talk about the offering. If you cannot do the offering by yourself, mm-hmm. and you ask the other person to give it to you, then the other person will get the merits, not yourself. Okay.
In fact, sometimes I joke with you. You also get a merit. The other person also get a merit. But depend on the choice. Because the other person on behalf of you. So he has a lot of happiness. Because of that happiness, he gain more merit. Sometimes you do not see the offering itself. You say, okay, take 100, go and offer. Then you forget already. Only slight happiness. But the person who he go and buy vegetable, cook, wow, happy, so happy, offer. Then so because of that, he gain a lot of merit, more than the real donor.
So it doesn't mean it does not imply that a Buddhist do goods only for merit itself. So if a Buddhist do goods or do some offering. On his own mind, there is always the balance of loss and profit balance. merits. Yeah. Not that when you do the good, it's just for the good things, but for merits.
Okay. Thank you for asking this question. I am the person who don't like to talk about merit. But I understand lay person love it very much. Therefore, I have to talk. So when I do something, I offer something, first, my intention is to eradicate my stinginess. Right? When I offer something, then it's the way for me to cultivate detachment. Detachment to my own property. Detachment to my belonging. This is my first intention. Because when we die, we also cannot bring any sin. Any one sin also cannot bring. Why not when I alive, I give away my property, that can give me a lot of happiness. And so it's also a way to cultivate detachment to our property. This is my intention. Secondly, we do it out of metta. Metta. Because when you do something for other people, you help other people, right? You help other people, or you help the temple, you help the Dharma, and so on. So this is based on metta. So while you are doing dana, you also cultivate loving kindness meditation towards the other party. When other people get benefit from your help, you also have a lot of happiness. That is my intention when I do dana. Just like when I share my Dharma, I do it very happily with the aim to help you to understand the teaching of the Buddha clearly. I don't aim for merit. But people like no merit, no, I don't want to do. Just that's why I have to talk like that. Talk like that to let them have some satisfaction. Okay. Even though I do not aim for merit, but merit also will follow me. It's the nature of the, it's the law. It's the law of dana. When you do, when you give away something, you gain more than what you give. It's just that you cannot see it immediately only. When you do dana, you give away your money to somebody. When the result, this wholesome deed is, as I say, every wholesome karma can produce its potentiality to sprout. So when the time is, conditions are favorable, that generosity, that dana will bring a lot of wealth to you, whether you like it or don't like it. If you don't like it, you do give away again, no problem. This is the law of karma. That when we do dana, we must understand the law of karma. But this doesn't mean that we attach to that merit. Okay? You do with the intention to cultivate detachment, letting go of your clinging, letting go of your attachment to your own property. Since you know when you die also you cannot bring anything. Then if you unlucky, you give to all your son, and the son spend all your money, become a bad person, not working but spend all your money, then it's a pain, it's very painful in the heart. So why not you use your own money and do the dana to give yourself happiness and also to cultivate detachment to your own property and belonging at this lifetime, not after that. After that, you cannot see already. You don't know how your son is going to spend your money, right? But Chinese family like to leave all heritage, all heirs to his son, whether his son good or bad, no, give to them. In Western country, they don't do like that. Once they die, they give all the offer to the public. Okay?
我每次如果再拜的时候，礼拜了之后，我会想愿我百次生生世世见到不带达妈，愿得到卡拉尼米达，愿得到松达巴纳，还有一个，愿生生世世开开心心的走达妈道，这样子算吗？OK，这种是wholesome desire，这种是善意，很好的善意，这种善意没有贪哦，没有贪说。 我读单那一百块，希望我得到1000块，它不像这种贪，所以这样的是个 wholesome 的，这叫 aspiration. This not merit, it's aspiration. 这是很好的，应该这样做。
因为每次在讲的是尼巴拉，在我想那个应该是阿拉汉，这样如果我先wish我说达巴那是可以吗？再进哈。
一定是先 一定是先证到娑婆半才是阿拉汉的。好，我们讲的时候是讲最后的，最后的哈。但是没有证到阿拉汉之前，你一定先证娑婆半的，这是对的，因为你比较 practical。Okay, good, good.
You
ask me when seeing non-self, is it because we see the impermanent or because we investigate cause and effect? Right? Your question.
Usually, experience like increments, like rising, falling, rising, falling.
And then from there,
you actually conclude that it is also
non-self
because it's impermanent,
mm.
because it's cause and effect.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
It's not like, oh, I see
non-self. Oh, okay, yes. So Buddha, in many sutta, Buddha mentioned, Buddha will ask, feeling, is it feeling permanent or not? Is it five aggregate, either one, of the five? Is it permanent or not? Then the bhikkhu will answer, impermanent. Then Buddha will continue to ask, what is impermanent, subject to change? Is it suffering or happiness? Suffering or happiness? Suffering. So what is impermanent, suffering, and what is impermanent, subject to change, and suffering, can it be regarded as a permanent self? Non-self. So from this statement, we can understand. When you see impermanent, you also from this, you will understand non-self. You understand one, you understand the other two. From what Buddha state, from seeing impermanent, then you understand suffering, you understand non-self. This one way you can realize non-self. Another way is to investigate cause and effect. For example, I have unpleasant feeling now. I have unpleasant feeling now. Then I see unpleasant feeling as unpleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling as unpleasant feeling, until I really see it's just a feeling, not my feeling, not MY, not my feeling. That feeling does not belong to me.Until you come to a point, you really see it as feeling, feeling as feeling. This one way you also see non-self, right? Another way is then you further investigate. Where this unpleasant feeling comes? It originated from where? Then you investigate a little bit. Investigate means that you have to think a little bit. Now this is called Dhamma Vichaya, investigation of the Dhamma.Under the seven factors of enlightenment, there's number two, Dhamma Vichaya. So you investigate, oh, because of contact, because of craving, or because of ignorance, then this feeling arises. Then since the cause, is the contact permanent? You ask yourself, contact permanent or not? Not permanent. So if the cause is not permanent, how can the effect feeling is permanent? Is the contact a self or not? It's not a self. Contact is not a self. Then how can the effect also a self? So you understand cause, because this cause produced by this effect. And this feeling is not without effect. And what is governed by cause and effect cannot be considered as self also. Because self is something that you can control. Something you can control. But in this world, many things we cannot control. Our physical body also we cannot control. Right?I don't want it to be sick, but it's sick. I fall ill. So it's uncontrollable. What is uncontrollable cannot be called as self. Therefore, there are many ways you can reach the knowledge of non-self. Okay?
First paragraph of Kandaparita, I took
here
from the Viramatas and so on.
These are the snacks. the first sentence, first paragraph, I have the metta to all the different type of snack. Because in a forest like this, they may have some snacks. So if you recite this Kanda Parita, Virupakehi me metang, metang erapatehi me, chabyaputehi me metang, metang kanha gotamakehi cha. So I have this metta towards different type of snake, then you will not be bitten by the snake. The purpose why you should recite Kanda Parita, especially when you stay in the forest. But if you stay in the apartment, not necessary. Okay, no snake in the apartment. But in this forest, maybe. Okay, any other question? Yes.
Good morning, Sunny. I have a question that after this, do we still need to...
After this mean after what?
This retreat.
Okay.
Do we still have to... mindfulness doing, I go back home Friday. Do I still need to mindfulness or in everyday life, crossing the road, eating, working?
Okay.
Do I still need to practice mindfulness in order to reach the meditation state? Because I'm afraid that I try to meditate 1 hour every day, but I just afraid that if I not practice this mindfulness in everyday life,
you maintain
the state.
It's true. If only thought, when I go back home, teacher say only sit morning 1 hour, evening 1 hour, the rest of the world, no need mindfulness. Then also you will fall away. Sit on the cushion 2 hours a day. You can 1 hour in the morning, one hour in the evening. But when you're moving around in your daily life, you also must apply mindfulness. Let's say you don't apply mindfulness. When you are angry, you are not mindful of your anger, what will happen to you? What will happen to you? If in your daily life, sometimes when your work, that create a lot of stress and anger in your mind, then you are not mindful, what will happen to you? Get angry. Get angry is already perform the karma, unwholesome karma. It's one type of karma already. If you can control, good. If you cannot control, you may fight with other people. Okay? Let's say you cross a road, you see a very sexy girl coming in front of you, and you are not mindful, what will happen to you? Maybe the last thought will come. So if you are not aware of your last full thought, what will happen? What will happen? So this is what I want to say. You got to be mindful in your daily life. So if you are mindful, the anger comes, you know, the mind is affected by anger, you contemplate it, then you will see pass away. So the moment, let's say you cross the road, you are mindful of your breath. Then when a sexy girl comes, you don't see, right? You don't see at all because you are mindful of your breath. But because you are not mindful, the greedy eyes see this and see that, then you see the sexy girl, very difficult to fight already the time. Then you have to put a lot of effort to fight with your last full thought.
How about crossing the road?
Crossing a road, of course. This one common sense, okay? This common sense. You have to aware of whether this is the right time to cross or not. This type of thing you don't have to ask teacher, okay? This common sense.
Even while you are urinating or meditating.
Say that again.
Even if you are urinating.
Okay.
Preparing the meal for the family. Go through a long process, right?
Can ma, cooking you can ma, moving the wind element, moving.
Why are you talking
Okay. Okay, let me tell you, huh? Although I tell you, you got to be mindful whatever you do, but I guarantee you, you only can mindful 20% only. Although say, okay, go back, I'm going to practice mindfulness from the very moment I wake up until I fall asleep. Even in a retreat, you can't do it. Right? Right? How can you go back? You say, I must be mindful when I cross the road. No, you forget immediately. It's a fact. If you don't believe me, go back, you try and see. Although now, because of my meditation, I got a lot of, how to say, I feel a lot of desire to practice the Dhamma, because it just finished the retreat. But when go back home, the environment for you to practice intensively is not there. Very soon, within 1 week, 10 days, you gradually forget. Forget the daily, how to practice mindfulness in the daily life. After 1 month, not even 1 hour sitting. 2 hours cut down into 1 hour. Another 1 month, no more sitting. This is the nature of the mind. So don't worry whether go back I should be mindful or not. Automatically you will forget, I tell you. Okay? Only after immediately go back, yes, you can. After 10 days, you will call me, sister, what you say is correct. It's a fact. I also cannot be so mindful. Right? Especially when life gets so busy. When life gets so busy, because if you want to be mindful, you got to slow down. In this competitive world, everybody go fast and you slow. You cannot live the world. It's a fact. Therefore, I say, worldly life not suitable to practice Dhamma, simply because the world go against the Dhamma. It's a fact, okay? So don't worry, You try your best. How much you can mindful, you mindful. If you cannot, then also don't feel upset. If you feel upset, go for retreat again. Okay?
Sorry. I think just now the question that asked me about while driving. So actually I myself is a problem of the mindfulness which cannot be well managed is when we are driving. Because when we're speeding the car when you are driving on the road, the traffic is everywhere. So it seems like very unlikely that we can be mindful all the time.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. That's what just now I mentioned. It's very difficult to be mindful all the time.
So
you choose when it's time for you that you have to take care of your car, crossing the road, the time, then do it correctly according to what the world needs you to do. Not a Dhamma, okay? At that time, you got to drive carefully, forget the breath. During the time you should forget the breath. Don't remember the breath and don't know what you drive. If you cause accident, then people blame the Dhamma. What type of mindfulness you have? No. So that's why I say common sense. Common sense that you should stop mindful of the breath, then you should stop. Okay? So let's say you want to talk nicely, praise your wife sometimes, then stop mindfulness for a while. Make your wife happy, make your husband happy. Then after that, quickly apply mindfulness again. if not, your family cannot live together. Okay? And also I say, it's very difficult to be mindful all the time. To me, driving the car, crossing the road, at that time, usually we don't have refinement. Usually we don't have defilements. We don't have anger, greed, and so on. So at that time, we don't perform unwholesome karma. You got to be very mindful when you are emotional. The time needs very strong mindfulness. When you're emotionally affected, it's the time you have to apply strong mindfulness. Driving car, urinating, small thing, never mind. Once a while, forgetful, no problem. Because urinating, you are not going to perform unwholesome karma, right? It's the nature of the call. So you are not going to perform unwholesome karma, then we don't worry. Not worry about performing unwholesome karma. But if you are emotionally affected, at that time you are going to scold, to, you know, to hate people and to have lust and so on, at that time is the time for you to have strong mindfulness. That is more important. Mindful of your mind is more important than mindful of your action. If you can control your mind, you can control your action, right? Understand? Yeah.
Sorry, 另外一个问题，我是想再澄清一点，就是关于乐受、苦受、苦不乐受。所谓的这个乐受，就是这个所谓的这个乐受、苦受、乐受。 只是一个group罢了，还是说它是单一的？就是说，比如说乐受，乐受里头有好多种的乐受，是不是这样子说？那一个乐受它有
worry 跟 unworry 吗？一个乐受它有是有跟爱染的乐受，爱染的，比如说你看到一个女孩子，你心中产生了乐受，这种是爱染的。
那有没有爱染的？没有爱染的，比如说我坐在禅定里面，很享受这个乐受，这种乐受是没有爱染的，明白吗？那想请问，喜受跟乐受是属于同一组吗？喜跟乐是两个不一样的东西，喜是乐是比较
strong 的。 喜是比较没有乐这么 strong， 所以 second jhana 有喜嘛， third jhana 有乐没有喜的。喜是轻轻身体轻飘飘，这个喜，乐受呢是比较 strong 的 emotion。那好像说感觉到是痒啊，痛啊，然后是一些其他一些感觉就是。 麻了，这些算是苦受，也就是说这是属于苦受的一种。是，这个是身体上的苦受。苦受，身体上的苦受，也有心的苦受。心的苦受。对，受呢也虽然有爱有爱染的，没有爱染的，但是也可以分为心的苦受，跟身体的苦受，心的乐受跟身体的乐受。
那心的这个苦受是属于 mind state
吗？心的苦受是属于 mind， of course。 比如说你想到你有些人，比如说那个飞机失事啊，我们的 MAX 那个什么770啊，770啊，的飞机失事，然后你现在如果有个亲戚在车上，现在你想起，你心中会痛，对不对？这个就是心的苦受。
那这个就算是这个要complete mind。Yes, of course, yes, yes. Okay, okay. 好啦，时间到了啊，好。那给你们一点
short lesson啊。Yang du nimittang awa mangala cayo camana posakuna sasado baba Supinang akantang Buddha nupawena wina samintu Yang du nimittang awa manggalanca Yocha manapo sakuna sasado Baba gahodu supinang akantang Tamma nupawena wina samintu Yang du nimittang awa manggalanca Yocha manapo sakuna sasado Baba kahodu supinang akantang Sangka nupa wena wena samento Dukha patacha ni dukha Baya patacha ni baya Soka patacha ni soka Hontu sabe pi panino Ita watacha amehi Sampadang punya sampadang Sappe dewa anumodantu
Sapa sampati siddhiya akasata cha bhummata devanaka mahitika punyatang anumoditva chirang rakkhantu sasanam chirang rakkhantu desanam chirang rakkhantu mang paranti. Okay, now let us share merit. In this retreat, we have accumulated a lot of merit again. Although we don't emphasize that much, but we also need the merit to help our practice. It's not something that you should push away. You should welcome it, but not attach to it. Okay? Give me a book, please. Never mind. You take one book. Page 45. Okay. 这次的 retreat 你们累积了很多的善业，有布施的善业、持戒的善业、听经的善业、功德回向的善业，还有呢？ 还有什么？Service 就是服务的啊，每天做40分钟服务的善业，还有禅修的善业，还有正见听经过后呢，成建立了正见的善业啊，这么多的善业呢，我们希望呢，这个善业呢，能够支持我们继续走这个正道，也希望这个善业呢，回向给所有的众生，包括我们。 已故的亲戚，好，跟着念，大家一起念哈。Through the goodness that arises from my practice, may my spiritual teachers of great virtue, my mother, my father, and relatives, the sun and the moon, and all virtuous leaders of the world, may the highest gods and evil forces, celestial beings, guardian spirit of the earth, and the lot of death. May those who are friendly, indifferent, or hostile, may all beings receive the blessing of my practice. May they soon attain the threefold bliss and realize the deathless. Through the goodness that arises from my practice and through this act of sharing, may all desires, attachment, and all harmful states of the mind quickly cease. Until I realize Nibbana in every kind of birth, may I have an upright mind with mindfulness and wisdom, austerity and vigor. May the forces of delusion not take hold, nor weaken my resolve. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. The Dhamma is my noble guide. The Sangha is my supreme support. To the supreme power of all this, may darkness and delusion be dispelled. 来念一下华语的啊。愿以此功德回向给师长们、父母亲及一切亲属、人类、梵天、第四天阎罗、诸天神众以及护法神阎罗及一切人类。 冤亲债主或不相识的人，愿他们都得到和平与安乐，并带来吉祥与幸福。阎王者三种乐：现世乐、来生乐及涅槃乐。直到圆证一涅槃，愿以此功德回向给一切众生。愿在每一生每一世以殊胜的正念及智慧。 无比的精进，铲除一切的烦恼，断除无明及爱欲。佛陀是我业的皈依处，佛法是我至上的皈依处，僧伽是我殊胜的皈依处，正等正觉者是永生的皈依，以降伏五欲魔患，自证最高智慧，以宣示无上的四圣地。 我愿礼敬摧覆众魔君的十方诸佛，愿以此真实语。 普愿众魔患皆消失，愿我往生的亲戚获得我们回向的功德，愿他们离苦得乐。萨度萨度萨度。好，接着下来呢，让我来介绍一下我们的这个阿巴曼拉的 committee， especially working committee， 啊，因为这次的禅修营啊，他们花了很多时间来筹备，这是之前筹备的工作，以及在这个 retreat 进行的时刻，他们要做的工作，没有他们的付出呢，这次的 retreat 是没有办法成功的哈。所以呢，我们想对他们显示我们感恩之情哈。好，我们请 Working Committee please come forward。retreat 是华秀，你们大家都知道哈，他是我们的 retreat manager， 然后他的 assistant 是西佩玲，西佩玲，然后还有我的这个 secretary and in charge of 这个 fund money 这个 treasurer， 就是陈爱宝。然后呢 ，Mr. Guy 呢 ，Mr. Guy has been a great help for this center。还有那个露露是 Mr. Guy 的这个太太，好，之前呢，之前他要打扫整个地方，好，收拾整个房间，男众女众的房间，然后枕头什么，他都是他一个人默默的付出的，好。Okay, let us rejoice in their merit and their effort to support and to contribute for the success of this retreat. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Hmm? Oh, 对，青青有来吗？他有来吗？好，那请他进来一下。嗯，好。这个是阿青，阿青是星期一他来 take over 这个，还有一个艾珍啊，从一开始呢早上啊的食物就煮得非常好的，艾珍是陈爱宝的姐姐，她因为要工作回去了，那星期一这个阿青跟她妈妈就 take over 所有的部分。我们也感恩哈，感恩他们的付出，希望呢，他们所得到的功德呢，能带给他们往生上去，永远跟佛法在一起。OK， 好的。You ask for forgiveness.你要拿那个麦。